State law already lets school districts fire or refuse to hire someone who's been convicted of a felony that substantially relates to their jobs. That would include someone who's committed some type of crime against children, for example. This plan would expand that to let schools fire or refuse to hire someone who committed any type of felony, from a drug crime to theft. River Hills Republican Senator Alberta Darling says it gives schools more flexibility.
The goal is to protect our students in schools. The goal is to have these school boards be in the best position that they can be to hire and fire.
But Milwaukee Democratic Senator Lena Taylor says moves like these make it hard for reformed felons to find jobs and stay out of prison.
We defeat the purpose of wanting individuals to pay their time, pay their debt to society, and be able to move forward.
The measure passed the Senate on a voice vote and heads next to the State Assembly. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.